You are listening to WDOT Port Washington. Welcome back, Schreiber. Today, I will be speaking with Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, actress, and children's book author, Lisa Loeb. I hope you enjoy the show. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I came home from school, and I'm thrilled to talk to you.
That sounds great. I'm just in the middle of editing a video, a brand new video with my friends from the band The Hollow Trees. We've been making an album and we're making a bunch of videos and we're just doing an editing session right now.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to listen.
Yeah, so it's nice to take a quick break and talk to you.
Thanks, you too. Could you tell me a little about yourself?
Sure. What would you like to know? I was born in Bethesda, Maryland when my dad was serving in Vietnam. He's a doctor, so that was his service, was working in the military hospital and studying there in 1968. But I was raised in Texas mostly, which is where my family, like my parents and grandparents and great and great great grandparents, were from Texas. So I was raised mainly in Dallas. I went to an all girls school from second grade to 12th grade. And then I went to Brown University. I loved the arts growing up so much, being an actor, studying acting, dance, ballet, tap, musical theater. I loved reading growing up. I started off playing piano when I was a kid. All the kids in our family, we had to take piano lessons. And when I was a teenager, I kind of switched over to guitar because I really wanted to be more of like a rock guitar player and write songs. And so I did that. And I started writing songs when I was a little kid on piano and continued with songs with lyrics when I was a teenager, a young teenager, like maybe 13, 14 years old. And then I went to college and studied comparative literature, which is like kind of literature and Spanish literature, but mostly focused on acting and music. I had a band called Liz and Lisa. And we moved to New York City and we had a great audience. A bunch of people we had gone to college with and their friends and our friends. And but then we eventually went our own separate ways. And she has a band called Ida. And she's a great children's music artist named Elizabeth Mitchell. And I continued on my own, making records and everything.
Well, I can relate to you. I love musical theater myself. And I don't play guitar or piano. I used to play piano, but I play trumpet. And I play in a few bands. I act in all the school shows. And I love performing.
Sounds like somebody I might be friends with in high school.
So, if you didn't become a musician, did you have anything else that you wanted to do growing up?
Well, I really loved acting, and that's what I really thought I wanted to do when I grew up. I liked the idea of being able to have the experience of learning about being different people and having different jobs and different relationships and telling stories. And I really, really enjoyed that a lot. And I've done a little bit of it as a grown-up. If I did something that wasn't in entertainment or storytelling at all, then probably maybe it's like a psychologist, where I get to talk to people and could help them figure out what's going on in their lives.
Did you have any mentors growing up or any music that inspired you as a singer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a ton of music. I listened to so much music growing up. We didn't have the internet and we didn't have, you know, all these channels on TV when I was growing up. It was much more limited. So we did spend a lot of time with our music. We had a record collection. My parents did. I started collecting records when I was a kid. Through high school, I became a DJ on the radio station, and I had hundreds and hundreds of records. And we listened to the radio a lot. So that was one of the things we did for fun. You know, you'd sit and listen to a record over and over again and look at the album artwork. I guess people still do that today, but there's much more things vying for your attention. So when I was a kid, I had so much music around me and I really loved it. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where you wrote your first song and what it was?
I wrote my first song when I can't remember how old. It was a piano song. It was a solo piano song I wrote. I don't remember what I called it, but I remember what it sounds like. I had to write it out on sheet music, and I think I was about probably 8 years old, probably about eight, because I think I remember talking to my friend Adrian, who I became friends with when I was about 8 years old. I remember she would give me a hard time about it. We would joke around about this, the songs I was writing.
And moving from when you were eight, but to today, how do you actually find inspiration to write your music? Do the lyrics come before or after the music is ready?
You know, it just depends on the situation. Sometimes a little melody will come to me. Sometimes melody with a few words will come to me, and I'm like, what is that about? Sometimes an idea that I would like to try to write a song about a certain thing or about a certain idea or something I saw, something I read, something that happened to me, something that happened to a friend. Sometimes people ask me to write songs for their movies or their books or their plays or whatever, and so the storyline is kind of already figured out, and I need to figure out how to make it into a song and work on the lyrics to take it there. So it really, it comes from a lot of different things.
What's been your favorite song to write for a movie or something on the screen?
I think one of my favorite songs to write for a movie would be a song called Truthfully that I wrote for a movie called One Fine Day in the 90s. And I was trying to write, what they asked for was a song in the style of one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Sean Colvin, that was like rhythmic and light but upbeat and about falling in love by accident. And I wrote the whole song and we produced it and it came out really good. They ended up not using it in the movie, but it was written for the movie and it ended up on my album Firecracker. It's called Truthfully.
And speaking about being on the screen, 5 days ago was actually the 30th anniversary of your music video, Stay. How does it feel?
Yes. Oh, it's amazing. It's so fun to get. I've been getting so many notes, messages through social media from fans, as well as people I worked with at the time. And it's been so fun to hear about their stories about what it was like to mix the record or to work on the recording or to be an assistant in the studio or to be one of the record executives who wanted to sign me. You know, just different people's stories, memories. I love being able to celebrate it with so many people. Mm. Also, we remastered the video so you can actually see the colors really vividly. Instead of the kind of copy of a video, resolution that was previously on YouTube.
Of course, I'm going to watch that as soon as I can. And so also, I don't know, I mentioned it in the intro, but to my fans out there, Lisa Loeb is actually an actress as well. So you were talking about how you liked to be an actor when you were little. But I didn't even know this. When I was little, I started watching Fuller House on Netflix, and I didn't even realize till I started researching a little more about you that you were involved in it.
Yeah, they invited me to be on the show. I was on a couple of times, and it's funny because I've done a little like actual acting where I don't play myself. But often I finally gave in and realized that I had a lot of really cool opportunities for people to ask me to play myself in the context of their show. I've been on Community and AP Bio and an old show from the 80s called The 90, or the 90s called The Nanny, and a lot of different shows. And it's fun to put myself into the show and work with them. But what was really fun about Fuller House was they actually gave me a couple of scenes. We had a full week to rehearse. So it was kind of like doing a play where you have the time to like get into your character and your lines and being able to actually have conversations with people instead of it being a really quick, like, all right, let's shoot, you know? So I've done different appearances and different things, but I still, I think, have hopes and dreams of one day getting to play somebody else in a movie or a show. But in the meantime, I'm really happy to get the opportunities I have.
Do you have a favorite role or a movie or TV show that you've been a part of?
Wow, there's so many different ones that I've done. One of the ones that I had fun with was, I think it was AP Bio, because I got to I got to get really, really angry at this guy I was supposedly dating, even though in real life I'm married. And I got to throw plates and talk, and it was really hard skill to learn to like throw plates and say my lines, anyway.
So you're still touring. What makes touring special today from when you first started your career? Did you have fun going to sing live?
Oh yeah, I loved performing live. When I was really lucky that my friend Liz and I, when we had our group starting in, well, even when I was in high school, before I had my group in college, there's always a really engaged audience that happened to be there. And that gave me a really, I don't know, as a performer, it's really fun when people are listening and engaged. And that continued through high school and college. And so that was really fun. I really enjoy performing now because I'm such a busy mom, also at home with my 11-year-old and 14-year-old kiddo, that when I'm on the road, I feel especially like lucky that I'm able to have the support of my family to go go away and play in different cities and play songs that I wrote myself, you know, and I've got so many different albums to choose from. And it's just a good feeling to know, like, it's something that I work towards and I can still do. And I enjoy doing, you know, being able to play for a bunch of people in a room who are listening and they want to hear the songs. So it's really cool.
So you're also not only a musician and actress, but you're also an entrepreneur as well. What advice do you have for students that want to become a musician, actor, or author?
Just do it. Like, literally, I'm working on some writing right now that's not music writing. And the biggest thing I've learned is you just have to do it. You just have to do your thing and try to be the most you that you are, because that's the thing that sets you apart from everybody else. And if you're having trouble doing it for any reason, try to collaborate with others. Set up a time and a place to do it. And try not to... Try to push the fear away, you know, just like do it. Also, for me, I grew up studying a lot. So, like, I still take voice lessons. I work with a writing coach. I like, you know, I like learning as I go. So it's okay to have support or at least sometimes it's important to make sure that you're working as hard as you can and doing the best job that you can. Sometimes you need that input from a more experienced person who is not yourself, maybe to give you some feedback as well.
And I know you worked so hard to get a Grammy. You won a Grammy.
Yeah,
how did that come to be? How did it feel like to win?
Oh, it was great. Well, the Grammy community, like the Recording Academy, is kind of a community. A lot of people are constantly joining and becoming part of it, but you just have to make everyone aware that you have a record out. Hopefully they know how to listen to it, and then hopefully they like it and vote for it. But it was really exciting to have that kind of acknowledgement from my peers. That being said, I have lots and lots of friends who've made lots, including myself, who've made a million records that does not get recognized by Grammy. So it's not like, you know, the ultimate seal of approval, but it is a really nice one. And I do appreciate it, because when I was growing up, Grammys were like some of the only awards, and it was a really big deal.
Well, Lisa, I want to thank you so much again for coming on the show today. I'm so honored to have you, and I really enjoy the time getting to learn more about you.
Thank you. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. And listeners, this has been Gabriel from the Epic Entertainment Roundup. If you happen to be available this weekend on our break, Lisa is actually on tour. You can catch her in one of her shows. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And until next time, Schreiber, go eat some cake and pie. Thanks for listening.